Chapter 8. Be not deceived.
It is the work of Satan to deceive God's people and lead them from the right course. He will leave no means untried. He will come upon them where they are least guarded. Hence the importance of fortifying every point. The Battle Creek Church did not mean to turn against us. They are as good a church as lives. But there is much at stake at Battle Creek, and Satan will bring all his artillery against them if by so doing he can hinder the work. We deeply sympathize with this church in their present humbled condition and would say, let not a spirit of triumph arise in any heart. God will heal all the wrongs of this dear people and yet make them a mighty defense of his truth, if they walk humbly and watch and guard every point under the attacks of Satan. This people are kept continually under the fire of the enemy. No other church would probably stand it as well. Therefore, look with a pitying eye toward your brethren at Battle Creek, and pray God to help them in keeping the fort. When my husband was inactive and I was kept at home on his account, Satan was pleased, and no one was pressed by him to cast upon us such trials as are mentioned in the foregoing pages. But when we started out, December 19, 1866, he saw that there was a prospect to our doing something in the cause of Christ to the injury of his cause, and that some of his deceptions upon the flock of God would be exposed. He therefore felt called upon to do something to hinder us, and in no way could he so effectually do this as to lead our old friends at Battle Creek to withdraw their sympathy and cast burdens upon us. He took advantage of every unfavorable circumstance and drove matters as by steam power. But thank God, he did not stop us nor fully crush us. Thank God that we still live and that he has returned graciously to bless his erring but now repenting, confessing people. Brethren, let us love them the more and pray for them the more now that God manifests his great love to them.